Before we officially start, I must give a special shout out to the boys over at Recovery. Much like myself and the lads, Chris and Ian are a couple of rugby fanatics like we all are, and they've created various products with recovery in mind based around natural CBD remedies. Head over to their Instagram page or website and use the code FREEBLOKES for 10% off all their natural products and feel the benefit today.
Good afternoon, good morning and good evening from wherever you are listening from. My name is Jamie Robinson and welcome to episode 103 of Three Blokes and a Rugby League podcast. Callum Wood and Jed Amos Goddard are here once again. They never leave me alone. As we bring in topic of the week and on a Monday for once, actually, obviously we're not actually here as you listen to us. It's all an illusion. We're all swanning off doing our own stuff over the summer. But this week we are going to focus on the Super League, and once again, another talk of a restructuring, probably the 10th time in the past 10 seasons. There's big talk of kind of this 10 and 10, Super League 1 and Super League 2, and kind of restructuring everything. There's been a million and one different restructurings over the past years and since we've all been alive, aren't the lads, really? But just Jed, obviously, you're very passionate about this type of thing, and obviously you've got a few ideas that you've spoken about in the past to us privately and even stuff you've posted online on Twitter and stuff. So I'll let you take the reins for this one and tell the listeners what you think would be good in your idea.
So there's a few different ideas. I have one of my main ones, which I think should be incorporated pretty quickly, is that I think Super League should be expanded to 14 teams. One of the main reasons is I believe that there is the quality there. You look at how competitive that the championship is. And you've got Toulouse who are smashing it. You've got Featherstone who are doing really well. Batley doing really well. You've got big clubs such as your Bradfords who are in there. You've got Halifax are performing really well. You've got teams there who can make that step up. Who would just, majority of them are already full-time anyway. And my main reason is that it'd get rid of loop fixtures. Because I can't stand loop fixtures. I think they're one of the biggest wastes of time in Super League. Not only are they pointless, it dilutes the game. It lowers attendances. Because why are you going to go to a game that you've already seen twice previous this season? Like, it's pointless. I remember, and that affects all facets. I remember a couple of seasons ago, by three quarters of the way into the season, Wigan and Warrington had faced each other four times. Three times in the league and once in the cup. You're not excited to go to that game at all. So I reckon if you pump it up to 14 teams, you have 26 rounds. Even if you want to go 27 for Magic Weekend, I'd be open to that. At least it's only one team that you're playing three times or potentially four times. At least it's not diluting the rest of the product. But in my opinion, I'd have 14 teams, 26 rounds, get rid of the loop fixtures. And not only that, we play so much rugby league that the players are knackered by the end of the season because they're having to play so many games. Players would be more fresher. It'd make the quality on the content on the pitch better because it'd improve the quality of rugby league overall. So even if nothing other happens, I think one thing that should be done immediately is that we should expand to 14 teams because I reckon the positives far outweigh the negatives. I will go on further, but I'll just throw it over to you too, just for that point. What do you reckon about going to 14 teams?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think even as of last year, we should have introduced Toulouse into the Super League. The Toronto experiment didn't work. That's kind of a whole other podcast in itself. I've always been very split with London. And me and yourself, Jed, we spoke about it in the past where we didn't like the fact that London got special treatment. But over the years, and especially the past couple of years when Danny Ward brought them up, I've been really impressed with them. We've had Jamie Langley on the podcast that has told us about how good their academy product is. Academy system, sorry, in terms of bringing through products. I'd love to see Toulouse and London in the Super League again. And nothing against Lee, nothing against them type of teams that bounce up and down quite often, but I'd much prefer them in Super League and give us something else to kind of focus on and put our spotlight on more than just another team that's going to lose 13 in a row again. I think obviously there's always that argument in terms of can we facilitate them amount of teams? Can we get the correct ticket sales? Can we fill stadiums? Can we, go through the marketing scheme of it all? Can we recruit Sky to agree to bringing these teams in? Will they, another French team where they don't get money for it? I think it goes to the French TV systems like Catalan does. It's all a bit logistically upside down for me sometimes with all that stuff. But in a perfect world, I'm with you. But I'll bounce it back to you, mate. Obviously, I'll pass it back to Woody in a second. But do you think we've got enough quality players these days in Britain to have 14 full-time teams?
I do, yeah. I mean, in an ideal world, I'd love a 16-team Super League, but I don't think we've got the player depth there at the moment. I really don't. But realistically, right now, I feel like we do have the player depth there readily available to have 14 teams. You look at Toulouse, who are absolutely killing it. I feel like they'd do a better job in Super League than Lee would at the moment. And Lee, they might have only won one game this season, but there've been a lot of games where they've been really competitive and probably just missing that one or two players. And maybe prowess and now just to get that over the line a little bit. But I feel like definitely, yeah, I think there is, in my opinion, yeah, there is the quality to have 14 teams in Super League. What are your thoughts on that first bit, Woody?
Yeah, I'm all in with you two there. I'd like to see a 14-team league ideally as well. Just see the teams who do come off that have not been there before, not been there for ages, obviously need to be given the chance to kind of bed in, whether that's, you know, a three-year licence or whatever, or if you do the bottom team plays off against the top of the championship, so they're not, you know, not guaranteed to be a yo-yo club, and the championship top team always has the chance of coming up as well, however you kind of get that in. But yeah, I'm definitely with you there. I think there is enough quality for 14 decent teams as well, and I mean, there's only one way to find out, isn't there, by bringing these ambitious clubs in the league below up, seeing what they do.
Yeah, Woody took my next question, Jed, but with the system that you would ideally have, would you have promotion relegation? Would you have a licence system?
No, so I would have, this is where it probably gets a little bit controversial, and I do understand and appreciate this won't be to everyone's taste. What I would have is a two up, two down system. So I'd have the bottom team go down automatically, and then I would have the 13th and the 12th place team in Super League play against each other in sort of like a relegation playoff, and the loser would play the winners of the playoffs in the championship. So necessarily you're not going to get two teams going down. So the team finishing the top in the championship would be automatically promoted, and then they'd have a playoff system, and the winner of that would play the loser of the relegation playoff in Super League. And you've already got then a ready-made £1 million game, which you could market and sell. And so you're not getting rid of that, because I know how much Sky do like that. And obviously it is an interesting concept in itself. So I feel like that is something that I would employ. And then you're not losing out on potentially teams going up to Super League who maybe not have the quality to deserve it, because they beat a Super League side to get there. And the Super League side has lost to a team from the division below them. That probably proves that they don't deserve their place in Super League. That is what I personally would have. I don't know, what are your thoughts on that, Jamie?
Yeah, it sounds like perfect, doesn't it, in terms of chatting. It's just all that logistics stuff in terms of £1 million game, in terms of putting people's careers on the line. When we spoke to it about with Josh Drinkwater, it was basically a case of when they entered this game, they didn't know the next day if they'd be able to pay the mortgages, if they'd be able to sustain any sort of financial kind of loyalty to the family anymore. So it's so difficult in a game that is on probably the brink of bankruptcy as we speak. It's not like football, Premier League to Championship, where you're guaranteed you'll be absolutely fine next year regardless. And that's kind of a detriment of our sport more than anything. I would love that, but then, although I think I would love kind of an NRL / NFL style licensing. These are our 14 clubs. These are the teams we're going to market. We're going to push to the moon. Everybody's going to know who these 14 clubs are. But then once again, you're kind of pushing the Championship and the League One clubs to the wayside, and you're not giving them any dream of getting up there. Woody, you've worked in rugby clubs, haven't you, mate, more than me and Jed have. What's kind of your insight on this type of stuff?
Yeah, the financial stability of it obviously is really concerning, especially for players. I just wanted to ask you on your proposal, Jed, obviously, say this was to happen next year and there are 14 Super League clubs from next year. Would you want the playoff system you mentioned coming straight away, or would there be, you know, a year or 2 year grace period before that came in for, you know, if Toulouse and Fev come up or whatever, would they get at least a 2 year chance to kind of bed in and get a squad together first before that? Would that be straight away you'd propose?
I think you've just got to have it straight away, because then it'll get too confusing. Say you have a 2 year grace period. What if they don't finish in the bottom three anyway? And then you have two more teams, then you've got four teams who can't be relegated. And then you could have the team who potentially finishes 9th, 10th being relegated, and that doesn't really seem fair. So I'd have it just as a normal as any it is in most promotion relegation structures, that you've got up and you've got one season to prove yourself. It has seen that it can be done. I mean, I know London, probably a poor example because London did get relegated, but there were four teams that finished on 18 points. They were very, very competitive and probably unfortunate to go down. So I feel like it has been proved that it can be successful and it can be done. So in my sort of structure theory, I'd have it that you just come up and you've got to prove yourself in that season. However, that's how I would do it personally. And then just to touch on sort of how I think the playoffs will work, this is the one where I'm torn on. I'm happy to get your opinions on it, because I feel the minor premiership is in the NRL, obviously a league leader shield. It means nothing. It's worthless. You don't get any reward for it. So what I would like to see somehow happen, but again, logistically, it doesn't really work, is that the team who finishes top is rewarded with a place in the grand final automatically. And then it puts some importance on the league leader shield. It means something. You've won it. Because you think of the teams previous, Cass got there when they won the league leader shield. They actually got to the grand final. But you look at the teams that have finished top. Huddersfield were great when they won it in, I think, 2012, and they didn't get to the grand final. And it'd have more teams getting there. It'd mean that it's a more competitive competition. But then you're probably having the team that finishes top probably having 2 weeks off before they can play in the grand final, which they wouldn't want because they might be not as sharp. But if you want in the playoff system, it in a 14 team, probably just having second and third in a playoff match probably isn't really working. And for Sky Money, you've got to have more games. So you probably have a second to fifth, second place fifth, third place is fourth. But then you've got the team finishing top, not getting regular games and having 2 weeks off. It is a difficult one to try and balance. I'll throw it to you first, Woody, this time. What would be your thoughts on that? And do you have any ideas how you'd potentially combat that?
Yeah, I think it's a tough one. I guess that's the pitfall of, you know, being in a competition that is playoffs. It's like it in loads of sports, you know, throughout rugby league and rugby union. I know kind of the benefit of finishing top or top two in rugby league used to be that, you know, you get the eliminate or a second chance, don't you? You could lose a game and still make the grand final, and that was your reward. And I think, you know, teams go into the season knowing that finishing top or second doesn't guarantee them anything. But I do agree with you. I would like to see more emphasis placed on finishing top. I remember when Huddersfield did win it, it was when I started university, you know, back in the dark ages. But I remember it was massive around the town, you know, placards up everywhere and banners up and stuff. But, you know, it's kind of known as the hubcap and kind of disparaged, isn't it? It's really not given much thought at all. But yeah, I do kind of like the idea of being straight to the grand final. But like you said, it's not ideal if you have 2 or 3 weeks off, is it, before the big showpiece event and another team's coming in off the back of, you know, 2 big wins.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. The only thing that I've ever thought of, which probably don't really work, but you'd have to make sure the season's lined up correctly. You could have a friendly, but you could have the team that finishes top of championship playing, if they've won the league and their season's done, against the team that finishes top the week before to have a game to play. But again, it's a nothing game. It doesn't really work. I don't think it would work at all, but it's the only thing I could sort of think of. So players are sharp and they're playing football, and it'd be sort of a taste of what's to come the next season. So it's the only thing I thought of, but it don't really work. What are your thoughts on it, Jamie?
I'm 100% with you in terms of finishing top of the table needs to be, number one, have a better reputation about it, and number two, should be rewarded. And my first thoughts were, yeah, they should get a fast track to the grand final. But the more that you spoke, the more I understand in terms of, you know, I mean, blooming heck, we didn't play to any high standard. Well, I'll rescind that. I didn't play to any high standards. And I think if I was ever in that situation, I would want to be playing as often as I could. I wouldn't mind the fact that we've won the league. Now we've got 2 or 3 weeks off and we're straight in the grand final. But I'd feel rusty. I'd feel like I'd be watching this team get all the way to the grand final on some momentum, on some form, and we would almost be the underdogs in the grand final from that. And it's almost, it's just how the playoff system in rugby league has always seemed to have a bit of a disadvantage about it. Like, you focus all season playing 25, 26, 27 games to finish top of the league, be the best side in the league, and then it's all gone. And it's like, right, yeah, back to basics. Like, it was the argument when we were growing up on it, like, Jed, Leeds would purposely play bang average throughout the season, finish fifth, play the worst team in eighth, and then have a roll on and win the grand final. And they'd be nowhere near the best side in the competition. It would just be so frustrating. I used to like the old NRL style that they used to do, where it was 1 versus 8, 2nd versus 7th, 3rd versus 6th, and 4th versus 5th. And the two lowest losers would be out automatically. So you could actually have 5th and 6th lose and 7th and 8th win, and 5th and 6th could be out. I think that happened 1 year, if I remember correctly. And then it will go from there. But I just don't think we have enough quality teams to be having a 14-team league and then an 8-team playoff. I don't think it'd work until we can somehow muster up 16 teams. We could potentially do with having the Super League now, plus maybe Toulouse, London, Fev, Bradford. But then we're leaving Championship with the dregs, you know, it's a bit unfair. So Lot of points of contention, mate, and I love your outlook on it.
Just to sum up what I would have in my ideal world is a 14 team for right now, logistically right now, sort of how it had ideally to work. I'd have a 14 team Super League, top team to automatically progress if they win the league to the grand final. But obviously, again, I completely understand that's got its own repercussions. And then second, third, fourth, fifth in a playoffs format, just semi-finals and final to progress. And then bottom team automatically relegated, top team in the championship automatically promoted. And then 12th versus 13th in a relegation playoff. And the loser of that will play the winner of the championship playoffs. That is how I'd have it to work. Even if you ignore all of that, I'd personally just have it, whatever playoff format that you want, keep it the same, but have a 14-team format because I think we're ready for it and we need it. And one of my main things that you need to improve on is when the games are played. There is no point of having four games on a Friday night when Sky's throwing a game because people aren't going to go to it. I don't understand why they do it. Maybe it's something I'm missing out. It doesn't make sense to me. I understand people don't like the Thursday game, but Sky have got the money. They decide what games. There's always going to be a Thursday game. We've just got to accept it. But have a game on a Thursday night, a game on a Friday night, a game on a Saturday night if they have one. Sometimes they're a bit hit and miss. Again, this is disregarding COVID. So say it is 14 teams, a game on a Friday night, a game on a Thursday night, a game on a Saturday night, and then four games on a Sunday that the fans can get to. It'll increase in attendances. It'll increase viewing figures on Sky. And from my opinion, I might be missing something. I don't understand why they don't do it. It seems a no-brainer. It seems only to have positives as an outcome for it. I'll throw it over to you, Jamie. Is there something I'm missing, or why did they not do this?
Nothing I can think of on the top of my head. I think the only way they try and cram it all in on Fridays is maybe because they've got... No, to be fair, I can't even think of anything. Usually it clashes with maybe football or whatever the Sky have at the minute, but I don't think it clashes with anything at the minute or anything like that. Truthfully, mate, I don't know, and I'm with you on that. And, you know, even relating back to what you were saying, I think Rugby League at the minute in England, in Europe, has all the right tools and we're building towards something. Like, clubs like Newcastle and York are actually getting there once. Like, when we were growing up, they were laughable. Like, Newcastle, as Gates said, were nothing. York are always in the lower leagues. But they're actually getting some good talent there now and some good reputation as clubs and youth clubs. I went the other night to watch Wakefield against Newcastle under 19s. Newcastle put up a really good performance. You've got big established clubs like Toulouse, London, Bradford, Halifax, Fev, who can... If given the right, can potentially go up there. Sheffield have always been a big club. Challenge Cup winners, you know, 20 years ago, whatever it was. I'm with you, mate. We need to do something. But I think what's always going to hold us back is the money. And I just think with that blooming low on money at the minute, and in everything relates back to money in rugby league in this hemisphere. And it's the reason why down under why they thrive so much. They've got the money and the time and the effort. We don't have that. But... I literally agree with everything you're saying, but I just wish, I pray that we could have some sort of good leadership at the top. Woody, I'll let you kind of round off, Woody, and then pass it back to Jed, who can see us off.
Yeah, I'm with you there as well, Jed, and you, Jamie. Some really good stuff proposed there. Just on the Sky stuff, I know you said, you know, potential clashes, but non-clashes type thing. They seem to be losing live sport kind of hand over fist at the minute. You know, got no rugby union on, no rugby league on, losing bits of cricket and stuff, so I've no idea why they couldn't put a few more games on. You know, even the Leeds Huddersfield game the other night, just put a stream on or whatever. You don't need a full production all the time, do you? You know, bit of commentary on a live stream or whatever, so people have the option to watch. I know they put one or two games on YouTube earlier on in the season, but that kind of seemed to be a bit of a one-off thing. But yeah, I really like some of the stuff you proposed there, mate, and I think there does need to be a change, so I guess we'll wait and see what happens over the next few years. I imagine it'll probably restructure every year for the next 10 years. We'll be able to have this pod every year.
My main thing that I'm frustrated at is that there are quick fixes that could be done, such as the scheduling of the games, which automatically inhibit the game from progressing because people can't go to games or people can't watch Sky, which then means Sky give us less money because the viewing figures are down, but they're down because we can't watch the game. It's a vicious circle and it's really frustrating. I'd also make it mandatory that you've got to have a reserve team. I know it has come back in, but I'd have it mandatory because that means that we're not losing players. It means that the quality, because the depth is there, the quality will get better. And I think that's two quick fixes that would automatically improve rugby league. And then, yeah, I could go on all day about it because it is something I'm quite passionate about. I could talk about potentially having a conference system, having a West versus East, 10 leagues rather than Super League 1, Super League 2, which I don't like, or you could have it an East-West split, but then that's got its own issues, or you could have a licensing system with 16 teams, but then, like Jamie said, championship clubs fall to the gutter. So many questions, but yeah, to round off, I would have a, just if you implement right now, 14 team Super League, sort the scheduling out, a mandatory reserve game. And if you just bring them three in, I reckon Rugby League would see positive growth, in my opinion. If you disagree, you're more than likely to do so. Message us on social media and tell me, no, you're wrong. Here's your idea. And we're more than happy to discuss it at a further date. And that's everything from me. Any of you boys got anything to add finally?
All good, mate. You've covered everything. Superb stuff.
No, and as always, make sure that you listen to ours. We've got many more topics of the week that we discuss. There's many different topics. So many interviews in his archives. We're on, I think it's 103 episodes now. So many good things to listen out to. There's not a shortage of content there. As always, we will be out in the future and we will see you down the road.